with Agnico Eagle Mines Limited application. Our department commends the proponent for their cooperation, professionalism, and integrity during the course of the water licensing process. We are confident the proponent will be able to operate this gold mine in a fashion that will ensure that the protection of freshwater resources and at the same time provide meaningful and rewarding socioeconomic opportunities for Nunavummiut. Our department looks forward to a continued and productive working relationship with Agnico Eagle Mines Limited, the Nunavut Water Board, the Kivalliq Inuit Association, and other relevant stakeholders, including the government of Nunavut. We would again like to extend our gratitude to the Nunavut Water Board, to the proponent, to the Kivalliq Inuit Association, to the government of Nunavut, to the people of Baker Lake, and to its mayor and council for allowing us the opportunity to make a presentation today and for hosting us with such gracious hospitality during our visit to Baker Lake. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Michael. Okay, question to the presenters. To INAC, so AEM had a question to the INAC presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Larry Connell. These are more for just to get clarification than anything else. On the slide that's entitled Water Balance, Water Quantity, and Water Quality Models, there's a recommendation that we submit a water balance and water quality modeling report every 3 months, recalibrated as necessary for the initial 2 years of mine operations. It seems to me that 3 months is a very short duration given the fact that up here we don't always get data every month of the year because of frozen conditions. And that a lot of cases here we won't have much difference from one report to the next. And just to clarify that, what the logic is on why 3 months, why not six, why not a year?
Thank you. Anna?
Jim Rogers with INAC, Mr. Chair. The water model that you've used has got a very short data stream within it. 3 months doesn't sound like much, but 3 months is a good proportion of the amount of baseline data that you have. During construction, you will have an additional 2 years of data. So as you begin operations, you will have double the amount of background data. So the model should be more indicative of actual conditions. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. When you speak to the chair instead, please. Thank you. Applicant. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Larry Connell again. On the slide that's addressed as closure, abandonment, and reclamation, there's a bullet that said, an interim mine closure and reclamation plan not later than 6 months after the start of mining should be submitted. I just want to make sure that we all understand what we mean by start of mining. Does that mean the start of when we do development of the open pit, when we start milling? I'm just a little confused. I want to make sure that we're all seeing those words and understanding the same thing. Could we ask INAC to please define what they're actually asking of?
Thank you. It's INAC.
Normally it would be, Mr. Chair, normally it would be, it's Jim Rogers, by the way. I'm very terrible about that, Mr. Chair. Please, I apologize. Mostly when they start actual mining the ore would be the start of mining. However, we could delay that to the start of the mill if the mill is constructed at the same time as the initial stripping of the ore body, and so milling starts fairly quickly afterwards. It's not a firm date, but it's a date where you're moving your ore to your mill and possibly starting your mill. Now, if the proponent said that there was a long delay between that, I would suggest that at the start of moving the ore to the mill site.
Thank you. AEM, Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Larry Connell again. Just one last, and again, clarification point. On the slides where you've discussed reclamation liability, where INEX put reclamation liability, the one that I'm looking at is it's titled Estimated Reclamation Liability for the Meadowbank Mine. Your reason to term end of year one, end of year five, end of mine life. I just want to confirm that when we're talking about, that when INEX referring to end of year five, that means the end of the fifth year of the operational side of the mine. It doesn't include the construction period. So it's 2 years of construction, and then this is 5 years of operations. Can I just looking for confirmation of that?
It would be the fifth year of, excuse me, Mr. Chair, it's Michael Nadler. Just to address the question, it would be the fifth year of mine operations, so the fifth year of the actual mining.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from other parties? Okay, applicant, are you done for now? Okay. Any other parties? Is the Environment Canada have? Okay, no, I take that no question. And DFO had any questions? Okay, I take that as. There's, okay, maybe it will be better to for the record. Maybe you come to the microphone and identify yourself for the recording here. So, Environment Canada, can you come to the microphone and identify yourself? You don't have a question.
Ann Wilson, Environment Canada. We have no questions of INAC.
And DFO.
Amy Liu from Fisheries and Oceans. We have no questions at this time.
Okay, thank you. And GN, Department of Education, Department of Environment. Sorry.
Helen Ye with GNDOE. We don't have any question. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. And in. And then NTI, you have any question to the INAC?
Gina Herlock, NTI, no questions.
Thank you. KIA?
Yes, Mr. Chair, we have one question, or two questions. My name is Steve Hartman with the Kivalliq Inuit Association. First question we have is, INAC, in your presentation, you mentioned that INAC recommends that security be split into water and land components with review triggers built in into all permits and leases. Question is, what are the review triggers and how often would the reviews occur?
Okay, thank you. INAC?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. That suggestion or recommendation is simply that. It's a suggestion that any parties that may be undertaking security relationships with the proponent regularly review the amount of security that they've assessed, given changes in market conditions or changes in the project that might affect the amount of security.
Thank you. Any more questions from KAI?
Yes, Mr. Chair. For clarification on that one, it's Steve Hartman with the Kivalliq Inuit Association. What we're looking for is what reviews will you be doing? Will INAC be doing? Or sorry, INAC's triggers that you'll be reviewing.
Thank you. INAC.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's Jim Rogers with.
I might answer, Mr. Chair. It's Michael Nadler. Our own reviews would be limited to our own security relationship with the proponent.